sẽ tới, thánh thơ ngồi chờ trọi như chó xù chờ sương rơi.
The people are very nice. They do their job properly everywhere, and you feel love from them. You don't have the feeling like, okay, I'm Asian, I'm not their countryman. No, I did not feel like that. They made me feel very loved, very welcome. Yeah, very, very welcome. So I wanted to stay there for a little while. And then I wore the hijab, the way they wear it. But I was worried I didn't wear it well, because I never wore it, really. One time I passed by Dubai, I just covered my head and held the scarf with my hand. And they even praised me. You are a very virtuous girl. So when I went to that country, one of the Arab countries, I wore the scarf, but I wasn't sure if it was correct. So in the bathroom, I asked one of the native ladies here, I said, please, can you teach me how to wear it correctly? Because I look at your scarf, it's always standing correctly, and mine is always falling down. I thought I did it correctly, but it's not true. There's a trick you have to learn. And it's so easy, but then if you don't know it, you don't know.
Oh, wow, understand.
You don't even have to knot it together. You just have to tuck it under the other side.
Oh.
And it will be done. And then I just wore it correctly like that. Luckily, Azira, if I was in Iran, for example, and I did wear the way I did before I asked a native to teach me, then I probably would be in a prison by now.
Oh.
Or dead, beaten to death because I'm not moral. Who knows?
Gosh.
Just to wear a scarf a little, maybe differently or not correctly, or maybe it slides off because of wind or something, or maybe you are in love and then you just couldn't hold it together, and then you'll be in prison and then die like that. Who would not be scared, huh?
Right, yes,
right, master.
So a lot of women in Iran went out and protested, and nobody can blame them. They even cut their hair and burned the hijab just to show their frustration, anger, and grief for their countrywoman.
Yes, master.
Imagine that. How immoral can it be if she wore it wrongly?
Yeah.
Just a little bit different. Maybe the wind blow it, or maybe she wasn't well at that time, or maybe she was in love and too happy to think. Many reasons can make people do things wrong.
That's right.
And she was not killing anybody by doing that.
No.
She was not deliberately trying to provoke the police or trying to disregard the customs. I'm sure she wasn't doing that. She was very young, right? Very young.
She is 22 years old.
Only 22 years old, my God. When I was 22, I couldn't think that much. Not as quick and smart like the 22-year-old people nowadays. I remember I didn't know myself anything. I was so simple. Very naive, very simple. Luckily, I was not in Iran. My God, I wanted to go to Iran some time ago. I thought, oh, so much history, so much reverence. So many Sufi masters and many Muslim masters.
Yes.
And the Prophet Muhammad was there, peace be upon him. I thought maybe one day, if I could afford it, I would go there for a pilgrimage to pay respect. That's what I thought.
Yes, master.
And now I don't dare. I won't dare to go. I won't. I don't want to leave you orphan so quickly.
Oh.
Who knows? Who knows? My God. If the police are allowed to arrest a young girl and put her in prison and do something that made her die like that because her family says she never had heart problems before.
Oh, yes.
So this is new. They say that she had a heart attack and she died from it. But her family deny it and want an investigation.
Yes.
Protests have broken out in several parts of Iran over the death of a young woman in the custody of the morality police. On Tuesday, Iran's morality police arrested 22-year-old Mehsa Amini. Her crime was not wearing a headscarf. According to witnesses, she was beaten up inside a police van and they then took her away to a detention center. She then collapsed while in detention. And after spending 3 days in coma, Amini passed away in the hospital. Iranian authorities have rejected all claims of torture, saying that she fell ill while waiting for other women. But her parents say otherwise. They say their daughter was perfectly healthy and did not suffer from any chronic medical conditions. Her death has now sparked protests across the West Asian nation. Hundreds of protesters gathered out around the University of Tehran shouting, "Woman, life, freedom." Some women have filmed themselves cutting their hair while others took off their hijab and burnt them in videos. The public backlash was so intense that President Raisi has ordered a probe into her death. Filmmakers, artists, athletes, political and religious figures have taken to social media expressing their anger against the morality police.
And of course, they would be grief-stricken by now. Who can blame them? And I just hope that the police don't grab them and put them also in prison because of going against the police.
Yes, Master.
I'm scared for them also. My God, or sometimes when you're shopping or somewhere and then you're too busy and maybe your scarf falls down because of wind or something, or you're busy and then you just tuck it back quickly without thinking.
Yes, Master.
I'm sure nobody was deliberately wearing the scarf the wrong way.
Right.
Especially that girl. What for would she do that?
Yes, indeed.
For what reason would she do that? If she already has a hijab on her, why would she not do it? Just to provoke whom? To provoke the police? What kind of immoral thing did she do? Nothing. She would harm nobody by doing that. Even if she did that deliberately, would she harm anybody by that?
No, Master.
The morality police. If they're truly moral, would she just go to her and remind her, "Oh, your scarf is not done properly. Please do it." That's all. Right?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, it doesn't cost them anything. It's just a few seconds.
Yes.
She's a young girl. My God, she's like their daughter. How can they not protect the girl like their daughter, an innocent citizen, instead harm her and throw her in prison? Even if the police did not beat her or do anything, but if they go into her cell, you know, and look at her, that would scare her to death already, because she wouldn't know what she did wrong.
Right, yes, Master.
Just a little thing like that. And they throw her in prison.
Yes.
Even if sometimes you drive on the wrong street, the police in other countries, they will stop you and give you a fine. That's it.
Yes.
That is much more harmful. And if you drink and drive, and if the police catch you and you breathe alcohol, then they would give you a fine.
Yes, Master.
But at least that's more harmful. And even if they are jailed, this is more harmful than just wearing the scarf wrongly.
That's right.
A little wrongly only. Not properly, that's what I say. My goodness. This is a scary world, I told you.
Yes, Master.
Everybody has nuclear weapons and threatens here, threatens there, everywhere. And even just wearing a scarf, you can die.
Gosh. Terrible.
That's terrible.
Yes, Master. Very terrible.
My goodness. I don't know why do you really have to wear a scarf? Because that doesn't hide anything. Your eyes are still there, sparkling. Your nose is prominent. Your mouth is still there. You still can smile. You still can charm others with your eyes, mouth, and by smiling. So what's the use of wearing the scarf? Fine. It is a custom. We respect it. Even I respect it when I'm in an Arab country.
Yes, Master.
But nowadays, you know, sometimes I worry about the woman who wears the scarf. When I wear the hijab, I sometimes feel uncomfortable. If I talk on the phone, sometimes it scratches a little bit on the cloth and it goes tuck, and I don't hear very well. I worry about the ladies who wear the scarf sometimes because, like the doctors, for example, if they can hear your heart correctly.
Yes, Master.
They have to listen to the heart of the patient with the stethoscope. I wonder if they hear it correctly well enough, like 100%.
Yes, Master.
And also sometimes when they go outside on the street, you know, they have to cover the neck and everything up to the chin, and it's quite hot.
Yes.
But it's okay. It's not a bad thing if you don't wear a scarf. I told you already it was for religious reasons, because in one of the meditation practices, we have to cover ourselves if we are in the public or if we think somebody is watching.
Yes, that's right.
So we have this Guanyin cloth for the woman, yeah, and for the men also.
Yes, Master.
Yes.
In many religions, women wear scarves either just on the neck like a normal, or make it into just a decoration, you know, thinner and narrower. They just wear it on the tunic dress or Punjab dress, it like a decoration. And some religious men just wear a half of the hat on their head.
Yes.
And some just wear it like a turban. This all comes from the old times when they were meditating. You see, on that practice that you know.
Yes, Master.
And then women just wear it around their necks or wear it on their heads, and the men just wear it on their heads. They cover the whole head like a turban, but they don't know the history of it.
Yes.
Yes, Master.
Only when we practice the Guanyin method, then we know. Many of all the customs and traditions I have told you about already sometimes during lectures, but then I tell them to delete it because it's not for the public to see.
Yes, Master.
You know all that?
Yes, Master.
Local disciples, all like that. Oh, my God. What a world. That's all I can say. And it's so dangerous. I told you many times when I look at people advertising meat on the walls, and I'm driving with a driver along the street, actually I'm shuddering, you know. I say, oh, what a dangerous world to live in. And many other times about the war and the nuclear weapons and all that. Oh, so dangerous. Now even just a scarf can kill you. Oh, my goodness. What kind of morality police is that? They truly are sadistic, or they abuse their privilege and their position's power.
Yes, Master.
She's just a little girl, just a young girl, and all they have to do is to tell her, even sternly or even scold, and say, you wear your scarf now, correctly. That's it.
Yes, Master.
Exactly.
Or even the worst, they could fine her some money.
Right.
But not throw her in jail just for wearing the scarf not correctly, not 100% correct. This is terrible. This is cruelty. This is an atrocity. This is brutal. This is inhumane. You know, it's illegal, and it's not the police.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Not to talk about morality police. What a name. What a shame. They are doing exactly the opposite of their title.
Yes.
Morality police, my foot. They should be ashamed of themselves. They should resign. And if the government of Iran is not doing anything, that is going to be bigger and bigger and make more trouble and more people will die. What for? Huh? What for? It's so easy to take care of that.
Yes, Master.
Just fix these police and the people will calm down.
Yes, indeed.
And promise that they will investigate the case correctly and 100% to see what's wrong. People will calm down.
Yes, Master. Exactly.
Có làm tu sĩ cũng cô đơn mà thôi, cũng cô đơn mà.